Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, incredible humans. Welcome back to Daily Detachment, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a sprinkle of real-world sass. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let's be honest, life can throw some seriously curveballs our way. Deadlines, traffic jams, that one friend who always needs to vent. It's enough to make even the most zen among us want to pull their hair out. But guess what? Stoicism isn't about becoming a robot devoid of emotions. It's about finding calm amidst the chaos, and a big part of that is prioritizing self-care. Every single day, you know those days when you feel like you're running on fumes? That's your body screaming for some TLC. And no, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, though, those are amazing. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you make self-care a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. Because trust me, when you take care of yourself, you're better equipped to handle whatever life throws at you. First up, define what self-care means for you. It's not about following some generic list or feeling pressured to do what everyone else thinks is good for them. Think about it. What truly recharges your batteries? Maybe it's a brisk walk in nature, curling up with a good book, jamming out to your favorite tunes, or simply spending some quality time alone doing absolutely nothing. Second, schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar, set reminders, and make it non-negotiable. Because let's face it, if you don't prioritize it, it's going to get pushed aside by all the other demands on your time. You deserve that dedicated, me time, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. Third, move your body. I know, sometimes exercise feels like the last thing you want to do when you're already feeling stressed or tired. But hear me out, physical activity is a fantastic way to release endorphins, boost your mood, and improve your overall well-being. It doesn't have to be anything intense. Even a short walk can make a world of difference. Next up, fuel your body with goodness. I'm not talking about restrictive diets or calorie counting. Just focus on nourishing your body with whole foods like fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Remember, what you put into your body directly affects how you feel both physically and mentally. And finally, unplug and recharge. In our hyper-connected world, it's easy to get caught up in the constant stream of notifications and information. Take breaks from social media, turn off your phone for a few hours each day, and give your mind a chance to rest and recharge. You'll be amazed at how much clearer your thoughts are when you step away from the digital noise. Okay, let's get real for a second. Ever feel like you're drowning in emails, deadlines, and that never-ending to-do list? Like you're constantly on autopilot, just going through the motions? I've been there. It's easy to fall into that trap of feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. But here's the thing. Even amidst the chaos, making time for self-care can be a game changer. Remember that friend who always seems so calm and collected, even when things are hectic? They probably prioritize self-care more than they let on. Maybe they start their day with a quick meditation, take a walk during their lunch break, or wind down with a relaxing bath before bed. It's those small moments of intentional self-care that make all the difference. So, my challenge to you today is this. Choose one thing from our 5 key takeaways and implement it into your daily routine. Start small, be consistent, and watch how it transforms your energy levels, mood, and overall well-being. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. When you prioritize self-care, you're not only investing in your own happiness, but you're also becoming a better version of yourself. Someone who can handle life's challenges with grace, resilience, and even a touch of stoic swagger. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little self-care boost. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Daily Detachment. Until next time, keep detaching, keep thriving, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.